This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan left the courthouse smiling yesterday, even though a federal jury found him guilty of conspiracy, bribery, and wire fraud. When Madigan's verdict was read in court, the once all-powerful Democrat looked at the floor and was otherwise stoic. He left the courtroom a short time later with two of his daughters, and on the way to an elevator bank, stopped to shake the hand of a reporter and smiled. Then, facing a crush of news cameras outside the Dirksen Federal Court building, the 82-year-old Madigan was all smiles again, walking briskly arm-in-arm with his daughters. As snow fell, Madigan did not say anything as he stepped into his lawyer's nearby office building. Outside the public glare, that's where the shock of a verdict that could mean significant prison time during the twilight of his life was unavoidable. In the wake of 10 guilty verdicts against former Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan, Illinois Republicans want the speaker's position to have less power. GOP leaders say corruption in Illinois cannot be fixed by legislation alone, but State Representative Ryan Spain says making the speaker's position statutorily less powerful addresses the Capitol's culture.
The structure of government that has been developed is the Mike Madigan structure. And so we have to hit the reset button entirely. We have to have new rules. We have to have term limits on the Speaker of the House.
Current Speaker Emmanuel Chris Welch, in a statement, said he has great appreciation and respect for the legal system. In 2020, Welch had a committee investigating Madigan's conduct, but it disbanded after three hearings. Welch said at the time that a courtroom is the best venue to handle the matter. Parents and teachers say they are frustrated by the lack of clarity around the fate of seven Chicago charter schools. Acero Charter Schools wanted to close these seven campuses, but the Board of Education passed a resolution in December demanding they stay open. Stephanie Gomez told the board yesterday that since then, families have heard nothing concrete, and Acero seems to be proceeding as though the schools are closing.
This feels like a complete sabotage, and I'm starting not to understand who is on my opposing team. I want to hear from you, and so does this room, CEO Martinez. Are my kids going to this school next year?
CPS CEO Pedro Martinez said his team was working diligently and will have an update soon. Board members told him they wanted frequent updates. Workers at another Chicago cultural institution say they want to unionize. About two dozen workers at the Chicago History Museum have signed a letter saying they are seeking competitive wages and clear communication from management. Hannah Johnson works in member relations at the museum. She's on the organizing committee for the union. Johnson said she's been inspired by the wave of Chicago cultural institutions that have unionized in recent years, including the Art Institute and Field Museum.
It makes the decision to go public with the union a little bit more safe and secure, just in your own mind. All of these other places in our city hopped on this and have won, so why can't we?
The workers are organizing with the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. Some more things you should know today. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's office announced new protocols for reporting gifts accepted on behalf of the city. Going forward, gifts will be reported to the Ethics Board and added to a log that will be updated quarterly online. A log shows recent gifts included a crystal necklace, a bottle of white wine, and a pen from President Lyndon Johnson's inventory. The updated protocols come after city investigators said Johnson's office was flouting ethics rules by not properly reporting gifts and denying access to the room. Struggling fabric and craft seller Joann plans to close about 500 of its stores across America, or more than half of its current nationwide footprint. That includes more than 20 stores in Illinois. The move, which was announced Wednesday, arrives amid a tumultuous time for Joann. Last month, the retailer filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection for the second time within a year, with the company pointing to issues like sluggish consumer demand and inventory shortages. It's now looking to sell the business, and maintained in a filing Wednesday that closing underperforming locations is necessary to complete that process. Today's weather is going to be partly sunny with a high around 19 degrees, and tonight we should see clear skies with a low near 5 above zero. Tomorrow, there's a chance of snow in the afternoon, and several inches are expected tomorrow night. The high will be 28 degrees. That's it for the show. If you like the rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for tuning in.